don't know if we want to go down that rabbit hole.
Nope.
All right, well, let's go home. Let's
Happy New Year.
Wrap it all up. Enjoy
2020.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces. Bye.
Scott's dressed.
What the fuck was that, Joe?
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. It's fucking bye.
Why are you guys on your phones already?
We always are.
Dude, they're always on the phones.
So, are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott, guys.
This is my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up. A restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No. You cannot.
Okay, here's the show.
No, we're good. I'm here with you, Colleen. It'll be fine. 25.
Yeah, let's do a shout out to Scalzi, and we'll all use our mics from this far away today.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Scalzi. You did really good when you came here. It's really awesome. Reverb.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Huh?
So, first of all, I know we haven't even probably started the thing, but are we going to get Keith Giles involved in this because he's breaking fucking balls and he's got a pretty funny little fantasy LARPing thing that he's
harping
on.
Hey, how do I make this stay like?
I remember this stuff too. Scott may have to come over and get involved.
Hang on.
He got these at the Dollar Tree.
What's that? It's the Dollar General.
Sorry, my mistake. The upper crust of dollar stores. So, something about spinning it or something.
Help me.
And he fucked everything up now, didn't he?
I like that Colleen's not facing the door.
Yeah. It just makes it easier. Hold on. Can I get my phone, though? Because I'm going to be able to record this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We got a couple minutes. We're good.
All right. Is that better?
Oh, my God. Go. You sound good.
Hi. You mean people that sit in that seat can actually be heard on the radio?
Yeah.
That's odd. I wasn't aware of that.
Right.
It was better when Drunk Derek was over there on that seat.
Yeah.
Even though it's a show when he starts slurring.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell us a story.
You have made me extremely nervous for today.
Good. That's what we're hoping for.
That's what we're trying to do.
Why are you guys on your phones already?
We always are.
Dude, they're always on the phones.
What is we're always on the phones.
I got a teammate over here helping me out now.
Hey, so before
policing.
This was all your idea.
Listen,
he's the dark side. That's why I put Darth Vader.
Did we already start?
Microphone.
No.
Because I was going to say, if you guys are going to like ask questions and stuff, you know how you put it on the Facebook page and everyone answers you?
Yes.
I think it'd be smart if we did that.
Like, I want to know if you're going to do that so I can put it on my page because I know a lot of people will answer that. And I think that if I tell them that it's going to be on this, then maybe they'll download the episode to hear themselves and hear their names.
Well, what do you want to do? We got episode
25.
Hostess with the mostest, Mr. Scott.
Well, hello there, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We have Skinny Charlie.
Not yet.
We're getting there.
Trying.
Skinnier Charlie.
Not yet.
We have Skinnier Joe.
I'm by 3 pounds, but I'll
like
take
one
it.
One day skinnier.
It's like I'm like 3 days skinnier. Didn't we start Monday?
We started Monday, so yeah we're about 3 days. I feel 3 days skinnier.
I do feel 3 days skinnier, right? Yeah. I'm pretty much, and, you know, give me one or two more days, I'll be perfect.
We have Colleen.
Hello.
Did you prepare for that?
Dude, that was amazing.
No, it just came naturally.
How many times did you do that on the way here?
Oh, please. Hello. Everybody does that.
That was awesome.
Happy New Year to all of you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
So we are recording on New Year's.
Yep, New Year's Day, man.
It's not
early
bad
for Charlie because he has to go to bed by 8.
I got to be up. Listen, man, I got to be up at 3:45.
3:45?
Yeah, 3:45, 4:00.
I plan on going to bed around 8 o'clock tonight myself. I'm not going to lie to you.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
it's an
9.
Easy day. It's like just easy. There's nothing going on.
Nope.
I guess some stuff's open, right? Or is everything open?
I don't know. I didn't really check, man.
Hey, we're open. Both.
All right.
Yeah, Hardware's not open until 4, though.
Yeah, I saw they had the ham and the black eyed peas and the cornbread.
Sounds good. I think Jared's bringing
collard greens. Oh,
I thought that.
Sorry.
I thought Joe was going to be in there getting that Brix burger.
Yeah,
I was actually. Yeah, but the problem is it came out like
you
right
saw him post on it. He's like, okay, I already gave up. It was like the day
the
we
day
started.
Of, literally, it pops up Monday. I didn't though. Like held fucking strong.
So we cannot look at your very good food.
I know.
While
it's
we're
so
trying
hard.
To diet.
So right this now. Is the thing now. Everybody's on a diet.
Yeah, we're on the adjust the
we're,
mic.
We're really trying.
Diet. Do you have any tricks?
It's not a New Year's resolution. We started it before. Right?
Oh, okay, whatever makes you feel good. It doesn't matter. New Year's resolution
that's
the or
point.
Not.
It doesn't matter if it's a resolution.
You're trying to make
your,
trying to better yourself. It don't matter. You know?
Okay.
I'm somehow going to get better than I am now.
Any tricks? Eating tricks? Keto? Keto?
I've done keto before.
And it worked.
For like 3 months. Yeah. My husband lost like 70 pounds and I lost like 30. But then, you know, you stop doing it and you pretty much gain it all back.
Yeah. Unless you make it a lifestyle.
You know what my biggest motivation is not is having to do these photos. That we've been talking about. Yeah. Like, if we're going to be straight up real here, that's dude. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. I seriously, I'm extremely nervous too, but I think it would be fucking so funny to do this calendar we're talking about.
Listen.
It has to be done. We have to get out of the comfort zone and just fucking do it, man.
I shaved my back to this like earlier. When I posted, or when we were group texting, I said,
oh, we're group texting right now. You just haven't found it yet.
Yep.
Are you taking pictures of me, motherfucker?
His belly was only hanging out a little bit of his shirt.
So, oh my God, you son of a bitch. You got me so self-conscious. Oh, my gosh. I can't even talk about what I want to talk about.
Look at the pictures. They look good. I'm posting them.
You should.
Okay, like wild things. That girl in the red bikini. You know,
that's Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, Phoebe, dude.
That's not a girl. That's
iconic.
And that's
scene.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, Fast Times.
You're so funny.
Oh, that's right. I was like, saying wild things like, but that was different. That was Naomi Campbell coming out of the pool or whatever.
I don't even know. What that
it's
is.
Not the same. It's not the same.
And don't act like you're looking coming out of the pool either. Don't do that when you say that.
I have to. My
we're
hands
good.
Have to act out.
He almost like reached to his bosom.
We're good.
Do this.
Pulled his shirt apart.
So.
Yeah, I was like, wild things. What the fuck are you
but
talking
to
about?
To be able to do that, you know,
yeah.
To do this, I got to get prepared.
You got to feel good in your
but
skin.
But I told you guys, hey, bring the bikini. I'll have the body available. I was willing to do that today.
I don't believe you.
No, I mean.
I know their motivation. They're not motivated enough to have show notes or to prepare for the show.
Right, yeah.
Or to stay an hour after the show to help me tear down the show.
Not at all.
Or to help me edit the show or to do anything else with the show.
So did you
sitting here and then leaving.
So it's all on you, man.
Did you listen to the music, the songs? Did you? What?
I listened to all the songs.
An hour ago, you didn't even know which one you
He's
picked.
He's like, what did I pick? Yeah, Mr. Unprepared. Maybe that should be in your fucking show note.
Did I troll the trolls?
You might have trolled the trolls.
You may have.
Did I?
You might have.
Oh, we got a porcupine tree.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A train.
Trains, yeah, that was mine.
Oh, because I told you it was in the text thread?
Oh,
why are you looking at me? Because that's Joe's song, because you don't even know
his
song.
For days, you assholes.
Is there some sort of print date on it?
Days, assholes. Days. Right. I got you. I got your hard rocking out song again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I enjoy it.
Our blood pressure rose about freaking...
More than it is now?
Only the thought of the body thing is the only issue right now with the blood pressure.
Yeah. So, New Year's Eve, did Colleen, did you stay up? Did you make it?
Kind of. I'm so lame. I literally was watching Friends all night long because I know it's going to not be on Netflix anymore.
There you go. Okay.
Friends Marathon.
Yeah. And then I fell asleep, but then I woke up like right at 11:30 and I just kept checking and it actually kept playing past midnight. And I was like, oh man,
yeah,
it's still going. I mean, and it's so stupid because I actually own all of the seasons on Amazon Prime.
Did you watch the one where it's pivot? Pivot?
That's a good
of
episode.
Course.
Do you do that? Do you do this to your husband?
All the time.
No joke.
With the flicking you off without flicking you off because we have kids. So it happens
all
the time. And he likes Friends just as much as I do.
Flick him off.
So
Friends is great.
Is the best.
So you fell asleep, but you stayed up. You saw the ball.
I didn't see the ball drop. I just saw it was midnight, and I'm like, I rolled over. I'm like, happy New Year.
Some balls drop.
What about you, Scott?
I had to say goodbye to the dogs.
At midnight?
At midnight?
Midnight they
it was
went
like
out?
11.
Did they
15,
turn into pumpkins?
About 11:15.
Okay.
I said goodbye to the dogs.
Did you cry?
I cried.
Yeah,
did you stay up?
I woke up, and there was like, it was like 6 in the morning, and there was like, nothing to take outside to go to the bathroom.
So you didn't stay up?
I stayed up.
Okay.
I was playing Madden last night, trying to get my game. up to par because Jared and all them got about to get the ass kicked.
Joe?
I actually did stay up as well.
Man, I'm the only one.
Made some ribeyes. Nice, delicious salad with vegetables in it.
Ribeye salad?
And then, actually, no, the ribeye was on the side, but it would have been a good idea. I've done ribeye salad before. You cut up a little blue cheese in there.
Do you like a Caesar?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. And then I, for some reason, threw on the first episode of Entourage and made it through, like, a season and a half for midnight.
I love Entourage.
Yeah, it's a great show.
That was a great
show.
It is
such a good show. The music in there is so good.
It is so good. Who's E's girl in there? Like, the main squeeze?
Sloan.
Oh, she's not even in yet.
She's,
yeah.
like, Jared. That's one of his favorite hottest women of all time. Like, he's, like, it's a Chiriquai Emery.
Yeah.
The first couple of seasons of Entourage are like the best, and then it starts getting weird when he starts going off the rails.
Yeah, when he's like all drunk.
It's like, oh, come on, man.
And Turtle with the freaking vodka.
Turtle's still my favorite.
I like all the cameos they have in it. Like, so many people have been on that show.
So good.
Californication is one of my favorites.
I've never seen that.
That's a good one.
If you want to look at it.
I haven't either.
Watch Californication.
Okay.
You see,
is that the one with David Duchovny?
David Duchovny. You know him as X-Files, right?
Yes.
Or the guy who's in all these random, like, softcore porno movies.
Now
he was.
Now David Duchovny is this hipster writer, L.A., like, amazing writer.
Is it on Netflix?
Just a shit show of a human.
HBO. Is it HBO?
Yep.
It's
HBO or Showtime.
Showtime, maybe?
Yeah.
I think it's
HBO. It might be Showtime. Anyway, either way. Yeah. HBO or Showtime. One of the two. One of the Patreons.
I'll check it out.
You got to see it, man. It's great.
I canceled DirecTV, man. I'm going
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm so sick of them.
Dude, I hate you. Just stop doing the pictures.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm just finally being able to.
Oh, you're just seeing the pictures?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Charlie, it's really not nice.
It's awesome.
God damn it, dude. I hate you.
But Scott, it's motivation, though.
No, it's not.
One day, like 5 months from now, you'll look back and be like, I don't look like that anymore.
It's me like... this show's over. We're not doing this ever again.
This is it.
We're done. They're not allowed.
I just took a picture of Scott looking at the pictures.
I'm gonna Dave Chappelle you, and fucking, you're gonna have a fucking bag outside of the fucking house. Your phones in.
Cool, man. Hey,
phones,
you know
in the
what?
Fucking mailbox,
you know,
when you get here.
You know what you do? Replace me with Scalzi, and you can talk like this the whole time.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you put that?
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Oh, talk right into the top of the mic. Oh, do you mean like a foot away from it, sideways?
Was very hard to listen to.
He's probably going to listen to this, too.
It was so funny.
He is funny. I wanted to hear it.
It was so funny.
I wanted to hear it better.
It was great.
Yeah, it was
funny.
Good episode.
He's still listening. Right now.
We should prank call him.
Are you guys New Year's resolution people? Is that why you...
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all?
I'm almost anti-resolution.
Okay.
The only thing I want to do... Well, I don't know. Read to my kids more at night instead of just like... You know,
you can do that with some more Usborne books.
I have them.
Boom. They're awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Lauren.
I did a party with Lauren, and I could not believe how many people bought books, and got so many. I still have books put aside for when they're older to look at, but like...
It's awesome.
Yeah. Quinn is constantly playing with these. They're like slide and see ones, and she can just slide them over, and she plays them all the time.
I got some of the flashlight ones for Silas and his little brother Nixon.
They're so cool. We had the space one.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got one in there that you tear the pages apart and you make paper airplanes out of it.
Oh, like I got the origami one like that.
The pre-folded.
Yeah.
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 It was
pretty cool. Yeah. It's a great cause too.
Nice.
Yep.
Lauren's
so.
The best. I miss her so much.
I know. The whole holidays went by and I didn't see them. I figured they would have come. I figured, you know, her paths would have crossed.
Yeah.
But maybe soon.
Well, next time they're down, we're trying to get them on the show.
I miss Tonto.
I do too.
I
do too.
I don't know.
We're all getting old now.
We are getting old, man. 2020, dude. That's fucked. God.
We thought we'd have flying cars back in like the 90s, 80s, and 90s. In 2020, we thought we'd have like flying cars and shit. I mean, Back to the Future, there's hoverboards, there's all this shit going on.
Yeah.
And they thought we'd have flying cars, and we don't.
Bro, I graduated high school 23 years ago.
That's fucking retarded, isn't it?
23 years ago.
That's bad, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going home.
You should try working with kids that are like just graduated like a year or two ago.
Yeah, I really should.
Another level of feeling old.
Yeah.
it just gives you the perspective that your parents had, you know, that tell you all these things like, you'll fucking see. And now I get to tell my kids that, you know?
Like, the kids I work with call my friends like Mrs. So-and-so. And I'm like, no, that's Jackie. Like, no, that's Stephanie. Like, they're not Mrs. anything. Like, that's so weird.
We're still young and it's awesome.
And then some people get really mad if you call them Miss or Mrs. or any of those type of things.
I do that
all the time.
I do it too.
It's a thing of respect. Yeah. It's like,
I do it.
People
fucking younger than me.
It's like, do you not want to be so old that you're respected?
Yeah. Yeah, I do it all the time.
You want to be respected for your age?
I had a girl at Publix the other day. She's probably maybe 20, 23 years old. All right, ma'am, have a good day.
Ma'am?
Don't call me
ma'am.
She
called you ma'am?
No, I called her ma'am.
Oh.
I called. She looked.
So why do women hate being called a
ma'am? She looked at me like I had two heads. I was like, it's just a.
I think at this point, ma'am just is like makes you feel old. But I don't care. Like. Whatever.
I was going to say, I don't give a shit.
Is it meant to make you feel
old?
Like, is that the base? Is it meant to make you feel old?
You call me sir, I'm kicking you in the
dick. I think this generation, it's just different. Like, I mean, there's a lot of kids that don't call. Like, when I was growing up, it was always Mrs. or Mr. and their last names. And now, like, with my kids and everybody else, they want to be called, like, Mrs. Katie or, you know, in their first names. And it kind of... But there's, like, some of my friends' parents that I still have a very hard time. They want me to call them by their first names.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Megan, her mom, I it's always Mrs. Moyer or Mrs. M. I will never call her Marilyn. It's like,
you just can't
Mrs.
Do
M.
It.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, an endearing thing. She knows Mrs. M. Shout out to Megan. I miss you,
Megan.
All the way in Colorado.
She's been in Colorado for a while, huh?
She's coming home soon, though, I hope.
Oh, really? Moving back?
Yeah, I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Oh. Sorry, nobody listens to the show. Just the four of us. So.
Yeah, there's only like nine people listening.
I don't know if those
that'd be cool if that worked out.
I was supposed to say that. I was just throwing her hair.
I just want Ryan to get a fucking Facebook account again because that shit
oh,
was
man.
Fucking hilarious.
I know, right? That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. They permanently ban him? Or
she did because he like was like taking like half-naked pictures of himself and like, put them on Facebook. He didn't care. And that's back when he's like extra large still. He's gotten all thin now, and it's like, I don't respect it as much.
He's not like a social media guy. He doesn't know.
It's fun to watch people post. That's how those like Truth About Titusville pages are so great, because there's so many people on them that have no fucking clue how to handle social media.
At all.
And the sarcasm goes right over their head, and Jared will tag me or somebody.
That's my favorite part of being in those. Oh. It's like one of your friends that knows, like, you about to watch this. Like, there's certain people. Like, Facebook, it's one of its main values is everybody has, like, 2 to 4 friends that are absolute shit shows on Facebook. You know, and the Truth About Titusville puts them all in one kind of group. And when everybody starts going haywire in there, it's pure comedy.
It's fun, man.
In any of these online groups, any of them.
Did you guys see the post that Marcus posted last night? And it was a total joke and how many people took it seriously? Oh, hang on, I got to find it. I want to read it to you. Because, like, if you know Marcus, you know he's fucking around, around. Sorry.
He can fuck around as well.
But,
he can fuck around or mess around. Either
right?
One's okay.
Just in PG.
He was talking something about like the fireworks, but he said they were gunshots, and
oh,
people
yeah.
are like, "Don't you know it's New Year's?"
It wasn't even that simple.
Okay.
It was here you go.
So he wrote, "A lot of gunshots going around in my neighborhood tonight. This town has really gone downhill.
Oh.
You think with all the abandoned police cars in the medians, these scoundrels would calm down?"
There have been abandoned police cars everywhere,
right?
All across town, everywhere.
And like, it's hilarious. And like,
is it a new ploy to keep people aware?
Scared straight.
So like the second comment,
exactly.
"Hey snowflake, they're fireworks." But what's great is how like Ryan Vano, all know Ryan.
You must be a liberal.
He just is like, he tags a screenshot of Boomer. Like, it's like, yes, it was so perfect.
Scott just left the
Scott's
podcast.
Leaving again.
Ew,
holy, look at him hustling.
Look at him hustle a little jog.
You got your pedometer?
What is
steps?
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know either, but he ran into Allie's room.
I don't know.
He's even...
That was one of the weirdest things that has happened.
He's gas,
since
so he's
I've
not hurting as fast on the way
what
back.
What is he doing? You got poop? No, he's back.
You got a poop.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, so.
Get some more pictures.
But yeah. The Titusville site.
I'm sorry. I was cleaning my kid's room. And you just said, okay, boomer, right? Mm-hmm. And it just made me remember this. My daughter draws stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff all the time. And she drew this picture of something called Blob Boy. He's a blob. And and it's a face on like that's coming out of a blob. And it's got the little quotes, three quote. And this is, okay, boomer, okay, boomer.
Is it, what is she?
And I don't know where she came. I guess she just heard me saying, okay, boomer.
Allie Head, Kate Legs. What? Sure, dude, she's got an imagination.
You see, it says, okay, boomer. Look, it's just like a blob head superhero.
Blob boy. He's a blob. All right, so.
and then it says, okay, boomer.
So, totally different question is, so when do you think it's okay for kids to start eating mushrooms?
I know,
that was interesting, man. That's definitely.
Colleen, you see that?
There,
no.
Grab that.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I'll make a paper airplane out of it. Origami. It's freaking
hilarious.
Aw. Like, where did they? She's so young. Where did she pick up on this? Like, I had to actually like look up, what is this okay boomer thing? I kept
Me
seeing
too.
It everywhere.
I heard it on The Fighter
Me
and the
too.
Kid.
And I'm like,
yes.
What?
I heard it on The Fighter and the Kid, straight up.
And it's like,
and now I say it all the time, so Allie picked it up. And,
but I'm very happy that I'm not a boomer. I'm not a millennial. What are we? I don't even feel like we're Gen X,
it's,
man.
It's another category that we want to put people in.
What are we?
You know what
we're
mean?
So fucking it's, old that we're before they had categories.
I think it's just a troll category is what it is. Yeah, I mean,
it is.
At its base, but I think it's fucking funny. Cause
yes,
I think
people get pissed off about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I've always been one that it's easy to get a rise out of me, like to fuck
you
with
think?
Me.
Yeah, I noticed.
Get some emotion
you think?
Out of me, okay? And I'm starting to respect the game a little bit more. And the okay boomer is pretty damn funny.
It's really funny.
Because people
funny.
Get really pissed off about it online. Like, it's like a trigger word to them.
Is there,
like, what are you, like, judging me because I'm a boomer?
Is there anything like, on the internet that gets you that mad?
No, no.
God, no, not online.
But there, and there's never been anything.
Just
like,
in this room.
right
here.
There's all these Facebook people. You know, the people arguing and fighting about all that shit.
It's
like,
crazy,
just
man.
Scroll by. It's not meant for.
Yeah,
that.
I really don't engage. Like,
yeah, it's
like,
too much
not,
energy.
Don't take it personal, people.
Maybe that's the difference. Our generation, we just like don't engage. We just watch. Whereas everyone else has like actually something to say about it.
Yeah, but there's people from our generation to do that shit too.
Every generation's gonna do it.
Ugh,
you know,
between
from top
sports,
to bottom.
Politics, fucking it's so fucking. Stupid.
I mean, and now, like, the trolling us, we've become that in our everyday lives. Look at Charlie.
Taking
pictures of his fat friend.
I don't think you're fat at all. I don't think you're fat at all. I'm just trying to motivate you. That's all I'm doing. I'm serious. You shit on me, do what you want, but.
Whatever, shiny legs.
Shiny legs?
I don't know what he's saying. They're white. I have pasty legs.
No, there was, like, a glare of sun that just gleamed on your.
They're pasty.
Shiny legs.
They have white legs, man.
There they are.
There she
His goes. Legs have basically been a topic of conversation every show for like last
you
5
could
episodes.
Be a White Walker.
Yeah. You could be a White Walker. I might be a fucking White Walker. Yeah.
So you guys went out last Sunday, I saw.
Yeah, we had the
How'd that go? Oh, yeah, let's talk
right.
about
we
that.
Did. Okay, fair enough.
Fucking topic and a half.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
We had a good day,
I got
man.
Phone call updates on this motherfucker.
Yeah, a couple times, actually.
Time out. I never even knew that place existed.
No, Time Out Cocoa Village, if you want to get good and housed, is a hell of a place to go because we sat down there.
$3 pitchers?
Yeah, it was me, Tone, and then George.
My
wife,
buddy
right?
George. And,
George was awesome,
and
by
his
the way.
Wife,
Super
Carol. Yeah, great guy, man.
We knocked back 10 pitchers. Between the
How many
five
catchers?
Of us. 10 pitchers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was ridiculous.
And who all went with you?
So just the five of us. If you rewind the episode, she'll be able to hear it again because she wasn't listening.
No, she was kicking over a coffee or a water cup.
So it was me and Charlie,
Is it all
Tony
over
Broom,
the place, all over my couch?
A good friend of theirs, George, and his wife. So just the five
Oh,
of us.
Okay.
So wound up knocking back 10 pitchers. We didn't get any food or anything. We left there, and she brought over the bill, and Tony's like, oh, let's split it three ways because he didn't want to, like, you know, four ways. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
It was like, $8 a piece.
$8
Like, seriously.
Crazy.
I mean, the entire tab was
crazy.
Like $31.70 or
And have you, have you ever been there?
Yes, I think.
The TV, just a great place to watch football,
We saw
man.
Josh there playing.
Yeah.
That's right, we watched Josh Keels, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Really cool place to watch football.
I haven't been there, but Sam Smythe that works at Bricks, that's our liquor manager there. She used to work there, and I know Lindsay.
Does Lindsay still work there?
I don't know. I think she works at
the Ore
Dirty
now.
Ore.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's a timeout.
I haven't seen her do a lot like of posts about Dirty Ore, so I don't think she's there anymore.
Yeah, it was a good time. We went and watched the first game, got there. I was supposed to pick Charlie up around noon or something, and that all changed.
Tony picked me up at like 11.
How did that go? That game you weren't worried about.
Right, and I literally said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins beat them. But you know what? The Dolphins beat them every year.
And,
I didn't even text Charlie about that.
It's one of those things. Nah, you don't. You can't.
We beat your Patriots. Like, yeah, you're still fucking.
You
honestly,
can't.
Does it even matter?
No,
it's still in the playoffs.
It don't. I think it is. They're not going
to
win.
It is starting to come down. I think.
Yeah, it's ending.
I think it's ending.
Yeah.
Rightfully
I think it's a confident ending. Like, over the past 7-8 years, it's been speculation like, oh, Brady's getting older. But they just have still found ways to put it together. I think it's really.
I think this is 20 years is enough, man.
They start off the season.
I'm good.
So good on defense, man. Yeah. It was just they were doing this superhuman stuff, and they just couldn't keep it up.
I'll tell you right now, even a Patriots fan, you know, guys know I'm from there. I've been a Patriot my whole life. Yep. I would love to see San Francisco and Baltimore in the Super Bowl again. Like that deep, or New Orleans in Baltimore. God.
I'm playing Madden because me, Ian, Jared, Stan, and Stan's two brothers, Damon and Greg, all bought the Madden FIFA, the $40, where you can get both games.
Oh, that's cool.
FIFA 20 and Madden 20.
Gotcha.
For Christmas. So, because we all play Call of Duty online, and we're looking for something different to play. And I've never played Madden before.
Okay. How is it?
I had to play Damon. And he was Baltimore with Lamar Jackson.
Can't stop him.
You can't catch the motherfucker. It was like playing Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl.
Dude, that was amazing.
It was ridiculous, but like, you can change. Like, dude, Madden's unreal.
Yeah, it's too much for me, man. I'm not a gamer, though. I've never played. I'm not a gamer.
But, like Baltimore, man, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, Baltimore and New Orleans would be real fun.
The 49ers, man, are good. Yeah. They got a good little team.
I had Brady as my quarterback this year in fantasy, and I never thought in a million years I'd be sitting Tom Brady to play Ryan Tannehill. But
absolutely.
I did, and thank God I did.
Tannehill, look at him. Because
I won my fantasy league.
Tannehill, man.
He's like a new man in Tennessee.
It's crazy. It was,
the right coaching, the right system.
It just shows how shit, and I'm not trolling.
No, you're not.
It shows how terrible that organization is in Miami.
It's why when Miami does well and succeeds, I know it's not long lived, so I can't, because it's always.
I think you guys got the right coach, man. I like Brian Flores.
I don't hate Brian Flores, but I don't know. What I like is how Miami was able to shed a bunch of people that didn't want to be there.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
A lot of good players that didn't want to be there, and they took a beating.
And they just
for like
beat
2 or 3 weeks.
They just beat the Super Bowl champs.
And
in New England,
within that experience, these young guys, like all getting all those haters out of there and get these young guys to play together,
believe in the system
and follow the system and actually then turn around and start winning games and become an average
big
team
deal,
in
man.
The league.
You know what it reminded me of? You know the movie Major League?
Yes.
Where the Indians sucked so bad and then the guys just like all like.
Dude, that's true.
But every year, like the Miami Miracle the year before, every year Miami beats New England. Every year.
Every year. Every year it's one.
And then New England wins the Super Bowl.
Not this year.
No, not this year. But that's all right.
I will like to add just for the record that during our trip at timeout, that post I made about the two dudes having sex in the bathroom, that was totally legit.
Yeah, right.
Swear to God.
What?
Swear.
Well, I was waiting for that story.
No, that's legit.
I wasn't going to be
there. We're
the
there. We're hanging
it.
Out. I go into the restroom, and I walk in. There's like some weird noises in the bathroom. You can hear it. It's almost like a... There's a dude standing in there pissing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on in there? He's like, I'm leaving before I find out. Finally, he stops. And he's wearing a Miami jersey. I don't know if the guy's in the stall because I didn't wait.
They were both Dolphins fans.
That's what I said. It had to be, right? So, like, maybe like, you can start hearing, like, these weird grunting sounds.
It was
like,
one of them going,
no, but then all of a sudden.
It was right after the Dolphins won.
Okay.
The guy has the water turned on full blast in there. I think maybe he thinks that's going to drown out the noise. He's like, Jesus Christ, I hope you guys,
they
do,
call
when
him
you're done,
Flipper,
you wash your fucking hands. And he bangs on the door, like, twice real
faster
hard, and I'm like, I'm out of here. But, yeah, there was no bullshit. That was for sure.
There was some Dolphin shit, but there's no bullshit. Yeah,
there was some kind of shit.
I'm glad you were the one who caught that one.
Yeah.
So you walked into a bathroom.
Yep.
Heard two guys making coitus.
Right.
And you continued to pee.
I wasn't going to pee my pants. Hell yes, I peed.
You didn't scurry out. You listened for
a
little while.
Pee outside in the walk into the bar and just stand there and pee. Like, sorry, but they're in there.
So does every future bathroom that you walk into that's not your own at your house, do you just go mentally go to two guys sleeping together?
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna.
I mean, it's gonna be a trigger thing. Like, just open in a bathroom and you hear a noise. You're like, okay, guys.
As long as that noise isn't grunting and slapping, I'm not gonna assume they're having gay sex in there. And like I said, to each their own. If that's what you gotta do to get by, but like, just not here, bro.
Well, it's just a little public love, man. What are you going to do? Just looking for some, you know, it is what it is.
In a bathroom, dude? Yeah. In a bathroom?
What are you going to do?
Find a car. Just go outside.
Whatever.
They're probably the one who took my princess parking spot right up front. They didn't want anybody to see him.
Yeah, that fucking thing was prime parking, too, bro.
His old ass bought VIP for it, too, so he can have better parking.
I'm going to see Star Wars again on Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to know how it is.
I think I'm going to go to Kreiderman's, get brisket.
All right, now I'm in.
Yeah.
I put your Yoda sticker on my laptop.
Did you? Nice. Yeah. Baby Yoda. Yeah, I think I'm going
to
watch
that Mandalorian finale was unreal.
That show's so good, dude.
Do you watch it?
No, I want to watch
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
It's so good.
But I never really saw a lot of the Star Wars movies. I dated somebody who was like kind of obsessed with Star Wars, and I saw some when I was dating him.
Yeah.
But after that, it was kind of, I mean, they were good, like, when I saw them, mm-hmm. but it was just nothing I ever, like, followed up with, and now I feel like if I watch it, I won't be, like, totally lost.
Not Mandalorian. You'd be good.
And now, you're a big Disney fan, you're doing the Disney thing, they're doing it kind of right with that Mandalorian TV series.
I mean, and that Baby Yoda, he's pretty damn cute.
Hard to beat.
So.
He's awesome. Hard to fucking beat.
Yeah. I don't know. I will start watching it. It's just hard because I have to convince my husband to watch it with me because we have to, like, watch shows together.
Yeah.
And he's not into Star Wars either, but I've always been able to convince him.
That ship will sail. You guys watching shows again. We used to do that, and then it just...
You'll get a shit show. But there'll be some that you watch, but then there'll be some that you just watch on your own that's separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes it's your own time, and that's when that's your chill time for just you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to just enjoy something.
That's kind of how it is. Have you guys seen that show, You, on Netflix?
No, I
haven't. No,
everybody's talking about it.
I'm watching it on my own because that is definitely not something that my husband would be into because he likes car shows and
there's so many choices now, too. It's not like there's five channels that you go to and whatever's on at 7:30. You, like, pick one of the four or five shows that are on.
Yeah.
You have Apple TVs putting their own content out. That For All Mankind that they did locally for Titusville for the what it is, it's about the space race of NASA from like the 60s and Kennedy and all them trying to get like Jim Rathman.
They talk about the Nazis.
Jim Rathman. Oh yeah. Jim Rathman used to be part of had the Corvette dealership and everything.
Yeah.
Is that the one that they filmed downtown?
Yeah, exactly. This is all by Apple.
So wait a minute.
Produced that.
So that has...
And it's all out all the
seasons. That has some big names in it, right? Like the guy...
Huge.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
No. Not
well,
Brad
he's a
Pitt.
Producer.
He's a producer.
I heard. If it's the same thing...
So is DiCaprio or something, right?
No. It is amazing.
Carrot Top?
God, I hope so. Hope he's in it.
Is Carrot Top in it?
It had the one guy from Suits in it.
I can show you the preview without sound on there.
Pauly Shore?
Yeah, that guy.
Wheezing the juice.
So that's only on Apple TV? That sucks, because I thought it was going to come out on like regular.
You can get it for for free for like 7 days, too. Or if you have an iPhone or whatever, you get it free for like a year.
So I have no Apple products.
So I got a question. I cut the cord, right? No more DirecTV.
Okay.
I have Netflix and Disney Plus.
Yep. Okay.
What else should I do? Anything?
I like Prime.
Yes.
Like Amazon Prime.
Prime is great because it's got The Boys and there's a lot of content on there. There's a lot of good
TV
shows.
You guys got me hooked on The Boys. Now I'm like, when is the next season coming out?
Jerry won't leave me alone about that.
How good was the superhero when she did the drugs and then she with the head and the...
That I wasn't like, hey, cool. That was kind of like, whoa, that was really graphic, man.
I was like, holy shit, did you see that?
I got to watch it, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you already have Prime?
Yes.
Like, so you already have access to your channel. You just got to load it up.
Yeah, I just don't fuck with this
Apple TV, dude. It's got the it takes everything from all your different Netflix and everything, you know, Disney Plus, and puts it all into one for you.
What?
It's amazing.
How much is that, Scott?
I think it's like $7 a month. The Vikings show is really, really good.
But listen, do you have to have Disney Plus too?
You don't have to have. No, for Apple TV, it's its own app, just like Netflix. Does that make sense?
No. So it has The Mandalorian on it?
There's Netflix? No. Okay. This is an Apple TV box, like a Fire Stick or a Roku.
Like a Fire Stick.
So you have an Apple TV that's your little box.
Instead of a Fire Stick.
So instead of a Fire Stick. So the app on here is an Apple TV has their own app.
Okay.
On Apple TV. Well, part of, since they work together as one operating system.
So they have Disney Plus, they have everything on it.
Well, what it has is, Hulu. If you're subscribed to all the other things, it'll automatically know what you're subscribed to and put it all in one place, like a guide. Yeah.
That's awesome. I was actually, the other day, was pissed off. I was like, what channel is this
fucking
on? So
even my iTunes movies that I buy on iTunes, like I got like 30 or 40 movies that I bought on there over the years.
Right,
like as the Lord of the Rings or Marvel was coming out with things, we would buy them.
Okay,
and like old school stuff, my favorite old movies like Willow and stuff like that.
So all your Amazon Prime, and all your Disney Plus,
I can put it all in one place as one guide.
Oh, that's pretty
impressive.
Cool. $7 a month, and I got an iPhone. So how much would it's?
But
free for a year with iPhone,
just
right?
On the Apple TV, I just want you to see this of All Mankind thing real quick. Hold on. For All Mankind.
Are we done with the podcast?
Yeah, it's over. We're going to watch TV
now. No, we're talking about
it. TV?
Can we watch TV?
This is
TV?
About Titusville stuff, too, man. This is it right here. Is the show.
Do I have to watch it now?
I'm not watching because I can barely see.
But if you look, like, there's people. It has, like, all, like, the beginning of it, it's about the Russians getting to the moon first, okay? It's about the space race. So there's some accuracies at the beginning. But, you know, the space race kind of ends, and when it ends, the actual show is about what would have happened if it didn't end. So they have, like, a Russian space station and a U.S. space station.
Is it one season?
On it. And it's all about, like, it's just one season right now, 8 episodes. It was so well produced. It was so well done. It has so many local Titusville-ish feel to it. Like, the houses, it makes you feel like you're in Lantern Park.
Really?
But all these astronauts are bigger than life. They all hang out at one bar. You know, they're astronauts.
At shuttles,
like,
in Marin
Island. These are the biggest pilots.
Shuttles
was a good one. They want adrenaline. You know, so these guys are adrenaline junkies.
Was it the Blue Room back when it was?
And then they have to put women, and it's all men, and then they bring women into it and
MJ's.
Say, okay, now women have to be astronauts too. Because Richard Nixon, you know, and there's a big politics Richard Nixon, Kennedy aspect to it too. Badass, man.
I'm not gonna lie, when I saw they were filming that, every day I went into work, I was like, oh my god, am I gonna see somebody today?
Somebody famous.
Is somebody famous gonna walk into Hardware and be like, hey.
It's so badass.
Didn't what's fucking Robert De Niro go to Pier 220 or some shit?
He did.
That's
yeah,
he was
out there.
I heard.
Yep, he was out there having lunch or something. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
C is another one that Jason Momoa guy.
Oh, we're gonna keep doing this?
Dude.
Oh yeah,
is another one on Apple TV. Dude, so seriously. Apple TV is a good
one
to get, man.
I'll check it out.
Be careful. You might fall down this rabbit hole.
Let's take it.
That's not a rabbit hole. That's a good conversation, you asshole.
Let's take a break.
I defend that one.
Let's take a break, man. I want a piece of cheese.
Hold on. Before we do that, can we see what else is on Apple TV? And see
hey, what, that's a few right. More shows a piece of cheese. And
shows
we have
over.
Who to thank for that?
Yeah, shout out to Colleen for bringing.
Nah, actually,
shout
out to Brent. Let's.
Brent. I apologize.
And I'll give her respect for
Brent,
that.
Brent, thank you very much. We had little, gherkins and meats and
we all
cheeses.
We always have little gherkins.
Thanks, Brent, for the gherkins.
And the pork rinds.
And he rolled that meat up, too. It wasn't just tossed in there willy-nilly. He put it
the
roast
there. There was an art.
The roast beef. The roast beef is fire.
It was like a bouquet.
That was a bouquet of meat.
Well
done, sir.
The best. I am spoiled.
Yeah. Mozzarella cheese.
So once we've all lost 10 pounds, we'll hug.
Riverdale.
Break time?
And I lost myself. Everyone's telling me that I need help. Oh. And I've gone through hell, and I don't really ever want to know myself. I've been at my wit's end, thinking about my placement. Moved away and now I'm back into my mama's basement. Pain, rent ain't gonna happen when the fun is dreamed. Changing partners like my draws, I gotta find my team. People can't comprehend about what music means. Life is trying to tie me down, I'm pushing through the seams. Since I reinvent myself and feeling on a roll. Life is moving kind of fast, but I'm starting to gain control. It's a known, yeah. Moving solo just to leave the pigeonhole. Now I know I need nobody to
reach the next episode. Yeah, move in silence like Blackbird pilots. In other words, I like to keep my fucking life private. Come on, took advantage of my blessings and I've had enough. You speak too bad on him and wonder he gonna call you bluff. Woke up an atheist but went to bed too religious. Feels wrong when I spit this, can't be sacrilegious. With promotions paying money for fame, but for me it seems like I've been paying money for pain. Not getting those clicks, done asking for some more. I'ma have to make some fire shit you just can't ignore. Every opportunity, God's testing me. Plugins over jewelry, now I invest in weed. Denied existence for most of my life. Now I'm praying for forgiveness, don't ignore the spite. I've been at my wit's end, thinking about my placement. Moved away and now I'm back into my mama's basement. Paying rent ain't gonna happen when the fun is dream. Changing partners like my draws, I gotta find my team. People can't comprehend about what music means. Life is trying to tie me down, I'm pushing through the seams. Since I reinvent myself, I'm feeling on a roll. Life is moving kind of fast, but I'm starting to gain control. It's a known, yeah. Moving solo just to leave the pigeonhole. Now I know I need nobody to reach the next episode, yeah. Moving silence like Blackbird pilots. In other words, I like to keep my fucking life private.
Hey, but listen, Colleen, do a deep cut Foo Fighters song because I'm not a huge Foo Fighters fan, but I love them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what I
did you ever see Sonic Highways?
Of course I did.
Okay, the first song off that series is the best fucking song they've
Something
ever made.
From Nothing.
It's the best song they've ever made.
I know, it's good.
Fucking song so good.
Yeah. I mean,
God, I love that fucking song.
Dave Grohl is just, like, amazing.
Where are your headphones?
Oh, fuck. Down here. Like, for real, though? Dave Grohl, come on.
Yeah, he's a tits.
And you know that he did a podcast with...
How can somebody hate him? I don't...
What's her name? That chick that's a comedian. The black hair. She used to be on Chelsea Lately.
Ooh. Cummings?
Yes. Yes. And he was talking about how, like, the Foo Fighters, like, people are calling them dad rock.
Really?
And he's like, well, we are all dads, and yeah, we still all rock.
Fucking rock.
But it's like...
Yeah, but he does so much more, man.
He like makes real music. Like, it's not like auto-tune.
No.
Like, and if you've seen Sonic Highways, but Back and Forth, the movie, like, goes into it so much more. It's like, shows him, like, actually recording without any help and, like, how they did back
getting
and
those
did,
little
like,
imperfections in music. Not that auto-tune bullshit where it's like, yeah, man.
And he's not scared. He just was on Sesame Street and did a song. And he's been on Yo Gabba Gabba because of his kids.
Yeah.
Fucking love Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba is shit.
Dang, that's the shit. I was Yo Gabba Gabba on Halloween even.
That Sky is a Neighborhood song. I don't know if you know it because it's on his newer album, The Sky is a Neighborhood.
Yep.
His daughters are in that video. And it's crazy because one of his daughters actually has a shaved head. And I thought it was a dude at first, but it's his daughter's.
Go
like,
Muno.
Yeah.
Go Muno.
Right?
Yeah. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Jesus Christ.
Bismarcky.
I like to dance.
Yes.
Bismarcky,
I know that song.
Weezer.
Yeah. Everybody's
when Jack Black
done
was
it
on there, that was
Jack Black's
church.
Well, who's the main people that sing in that?
The DJ Aquabats.
Yes.
Yep. The band, the Aquabats.
I wish like my kids band liked it more, so man, because it's like the music is so dang catchy. It's like.
That was the best show. Like that was the show that both my kids loved that I could watch all day.
That was
I
the
could
most
listen to it.
Like interesting children's thing since the Muppets.
Yeah,
you know that was like what
they brought their
the
own
fuck?
Flavor yeah. to. It was out there, man. They had like
it looked wild. Like they were on something when they were making it, but
it
you
was
know
the best.
Yeah, it was wild, man. So what are we doing here? We're gonna talk
well,
about
first
the songs.
We're gonna do Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood quote of the show.
Oh, because that was a good part last
it's
week.
It's such a good feeling to know that people can love us even when we're not perfect.
No.
Oh.
I mean, Mr. Rogers. I mean, come on.
Well, that was not
that's
true.
Spitting the gospel.
This is 2020. People bail as soon as they get a chance.
Oh man.
What is
this? Is every week.
No one wants to talk about Mr.
Rogers. I'm gonna grind them into being just nice humans.
Remember how we talk about things we want to do as going forward with the show? That's not one of them. Find us something
then,
to do other
and
than
then
that.
After like a, I think after a Mr. Rogers quote, we get a,
oh,
like on.
So bad.
Was that cool?
This isn't going to continue.
No.
See what happens when he goes back to that room?
Yeah, for you guys,
kind of creative
yeah.
here, guys.
See?
Everybody out there listening,
I'm a gimmick guy. And like
he turned to an art student from 1994.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, do you guys know how to do like a Facebook poll? Because can we do one on the page where we like, do we want to hear any more Scott's Mr. Rogers?
Like, they want me to just like edit the show and post it and nothing else, pretty much.
I think it's pretty simple.
Could just take over,
like, just
that'd be great.
Probably just Google it and you can figure it out.
Yeah, it's not the hardest thing.
Hey, so can we do these pranks real quick?
Please, let's
do the prank call.
These are amazing.
So I tried to call a bunch of people, my brewery people, and only one person answered.
God bless you for doing it.
Kyle Masteller.
And we did two of them,
we
right?
We did two. And he fell for both of them, but he kind of has to answer his phone even for unknown calls because he is an actor. And you never know who's going to be calling him. So, gotcha.
Let's just hear this first one. I say that. It's not playing.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I want to know who this is right now. Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
I don't think that's me.
You tell me who you are.
I think you got the wrong number.
You better believe the truth right now.
Who is this?
Don't even know what I'm talking about. I am so angry right now. You are getting me frustrated. How long this been going on between you and her?
Don't even let him talk.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Stop yapping and listen.
I've been listening. I've been listening. Yeah.
You've been knowing what's going on, no doubt.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Who's your girl?
And that was it.
Yeah.
And you know, pretty funny.
Hello.
But here we go.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Hi. This is gonna sound strange, but we met a while ago at a bar, and I still have your number.
Okay.
My name is Kate. What's yours again? I have it saved as cute guy. Nice to meet you again.
You're not wrong there.
Anyway,
sorry, his name's what now? Dylan?
Do you want to have anonymous, non-committal sex?
What bar was it?
I know, very to the point, but it's a yes or no question. Do you?
I mean, meet up,
get it out of the way, and everyone goes their own directions. You down?
I really don't know who you are. Great.
I'll give my brother Steve your number. He is going to be so excited. I've owed him one for a while now. Thank you so much.
Whoa, no, wait a minute. No, that's not what I, what? Steve?
Steve?
That was perfect.
Hello?
Oh, that's bad, man.
Way to go, Kyle. Good job, buddy.
That was funny, man.
You sure his name's Kyle?
Hey, Kyle.
That was Dylan.
I thought it was Dylan.
No, he wants you to believe
pretty
it's Dylan.
Pretty sure that was Dylan.
Well, it's not Dylan.
He always wants to get Dylan whenever he can.
Dylan McKay.
I wish we could call Dylan and get him to answer, but he won't.
Yeah. Oh, for Christmas, I got us a new present. I got an iPad that I want to hook to this so that I have it long enough to where it can be over there with you guys and it, like, have some kind of soundboard where you get some of our funny like sound
oh,
bank, like
awesome.
A sound bank. So you guys can, like, if I'm saying something, like, there's some kind of rap.
I'll tell you
hope,
right now, it has
like,
to say, wah,
like,
wah,
funny,
wah. I haven't hit that button every single time.
Like, to where it's
yeah.
plugged in to where you guys can just use that as you want on the show, kind of.
Oh, my
God. All right, so we have the stuff. I just need to get a cord that's long enough over there and get the right soundboard on there.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
So, now, we all said we didn't have a resolution, but I think we kind of did come up with a resolution between the three of us, didn't we? Isn't it a dry January?
Oh, yeah.
Are we doing this? Are we?
I am, 100%.
Charlie, you know what? I was like, I'm in.
I just listened to Sober October.
I'm going
to, like, the recap show on Rogan with
I still have no problem going with bricks and eating, but I'm sure.
And January is a good, I mean, it's a resolution month,
right?
Kind of.
Yeah. That's the thing, is, like, Colleen, if I'm dry in January, no drinking. I can still come up there and get like a charcuterie board and some water.
We make root beer.
Yeah, your
the
root,
best
that
root beer
is amazing. So
we it's have craft so sodas. I was going to say, this is a dry January thing. It's not going to work out well for my
the,
business.
I get it at
but
the,
I'll still come
at
up there.
The seafood place, Wild Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have your root beer there, and I always get it when I'm there.
No, I'm trying to think about your menu items. You guys got some good...
I'll just spend more time at breakfast.
So, just to give you a heads up, our original chef, Scott, has left, and he is now opening up a restaurant where Crescent Coffee used to be.
Oh, really?
Hoffman's Table.
Okay.
So that hopefully will be open in the next couple of months. Nice. But Ron, his son, Matt
That's
Rake,
awesome.
Has taken over our kitchen. So we will have new menu items, but...
Oh, wow.
And you got the barbershop coming in right next door
It's already
as well.
There, man.
River
it
Maine.
Looks so good, and it just goes with the flow of how,
yes.
like, we look
What'd
and
they do?
They
move right from around the corner?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Okay.
So, like, a good storefront, you nice. Know, on the strip there.
It
and that's
looks,
needed, man. Like,
but
as you guys, like, Playlunda and all these good places are just kind of taking up that space downtown, man. It's great.
Yeah, and I think with Scott, he used to own the coffee shop in Titusville.
Exactly.
So, like, people know him, and
I've known him for years. I used to print t-shirts at T-Bone Designs.
Yeah.
And so we'd be down there getting breakfast all the time, you know, and we used to do all their t-shirts and stuff, so.
It's just going to be awesome to have more things downtown for people to come and visit because
exactly.
people just want to hop around and check things out, so the more the merrier, but I am going to miss Scott so much.
And he's still your neighbor, and he's going to be
yeah.
right there, so.
Yeah, and I think Matt's
right
going to do great.
He's a staple
great,
downtown,
so.
You know that? Like, he's kind of like... He's kind of like a Dave's for the America City
yeah,
Mall.
Yeah,
because
you know him other than being
yeah,
at...
Yeah, you know.
You know him other than being at a hardware...
Yeah, I know him from the coffee shop is where yeah. I know him. So I've known him. My Uncle Gary, I think, and him were like...
So your like Uncle Gary comes in
yeah,
and he
yeah.
called me out the other day. He's like... You
yeah.
know Scott.
Oh, yeah.
You're at the beginning of the podcast every week.
yeah.
But yeah, he's super
yeah,
nice.
So you said Ron's son's taking over the kitchen, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Keeping yeah. in the family.
That's right.
Yeah, and it'll be a way different menu when he takes over because he's going to be able to utilize Brix's kitchen to make different menu items.
We got to talk.
All right.
I want buffalo cauliflower down there.
It cannot.
Yep.
Yeah,
so there's Jesus. No way we can do fried stuff. Like our kitchen is so small. There's no way we can fit a fryer in there.
Air fryer.
I'll buy you one.
What if we have?
I'll run and buy
him.
Industrial strength air fryer.
But that's Justin's thing. So
yeah,
I think Matt is trying to do his own stuff. So
yeah, I don't blame him.
That's yeah.
We'll see.
I don't blame him. Brix is closer to my house anyways, but I just like coming down there.
I told him he could change the menu, but if he took off the pot roast sliders or the Cuban or the buffalo dip, it's done. I'm going to freak out.
Yeah. Tell me about the buffalo dip. What is that?
We can do buffalo cauliflower.
It's shredded chicken, buffalo dip, some cream cheese,
really?
And it comes with little pieces of garlic toast, like garlic crostinis.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
I love buffalo. Mm.
So do I. Mm.
Hey, and you can have it on keto if you get just a celery.
Just a celery.
Instead of the bread.
Yeah.
Just eat it with a fork.
That's how it is with
scotch. I
cannot
eat celery unless peanut butter is on it.
That's how it is with scotch eggs. I'll eat nine scotch eggs at Brix.
Oh, man.
So they're so good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they're breaded on the outside, right? Aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, not much.
So, Colleen, your resolution, I think you said on the break, was something like, if any other bitch tries to take my weekly spot on this show,
oh my God,
I'm going to cut them.
That is not
no,
true. No,
she said, I'm going to cut a bitch, is how she said.
I'm going to cut a bitch that tries to take my weekly spot. Like, this is my shit. I'm coming here. I'm putting my stape on it. She goes, I ain't trying to run the show, guys.
Come at me,
but you
Scalzi.
Do this fucking
come
terrible.
At me,
you do this bad. Scalzi, you're never fucking on the show again unless you can talk into the mic.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Scott, throw away all your candles and get a Mr.
We
Humidifier.
Invited her one time to come
all
on the show, and now all of these
are
demands.
Lies. They
so,
are lies.
We are telling you we will try to meet every demand.
Don't forget the fresh fruit, she
and,
said.
We like to, you know, we can set up the knifings.
And then she called Scott the C-word and gave him purple nurple. So
that part is true.
Oh, there you go.
Nurple. Oh, man. That's
I'm going to, I'll try to come on as much as possible, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But,
100%.
You know.
Totally.
Yeah, 100%.
And talk to your girl on marketing. If we can get some help on that, we'll work out something, a price, like, to help us a little bit with all that.
Laura,
like,
she's
you know
the
how
best.
Awesome she is. So
I don't want to butcher her last name, just Laura.
We got to get Kara on here.
Yeah, we do.
The GM of Brix.
Yes, 100%.
That'd be great.
She's amazing.
I'm gonna message her right now and tell her this is happening.
Oh man.
Yeah. So both sure. of you on. Can we fit one more person on here?
Yeah, we can get one more. We got one.
One
two,
more,
three,
right?
One, two, three, four.
We can
get
fit
two more people.
Two more people.
I can have one sit here,
and
I can have one sit right here.
Come on, right at the same time, hang out.
I got two more spots.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm trying to buy, in the next few months, I'm looking to buy a house, so I'm trying to get, like, one of my requirements is going to have something that's a space that's big enough to do just the show, that's just set up for the show every week.
Home theater.
So we can design it. Like, yeah. We have all of our little figure stuff, like, to actually do it, make it make sense, not just be a shit show. Right. Like,
hey, as long as you're doing that, can I get a booth where I'm separated from the rest of you fucking guys?
Yeah.
I want to sit over there.
Like, you can be like a...
Robin Quivers.
Yeah, Quivers.
Yeah, I want a little office.
Yeah.
You're the Ari version, though. You'll have, like, the Ari freaking little... You'll look like the Pope behind the glass.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You took all eight of your... You took all eight of your Christmas decorations down, dude.
It took me, like, about 45 seconds.
I was about to say, four and a half minutes tops.
That's
a two-minute break.
Man.
Dude, no, it took me some time.
Dude, the funny thing is now it looks fucking empty as shit.
I had to climb up the freaking stairs again on my own.
Poor guy.
Shit.
Poor stairs.
But yeah. Right. Yeah, it's all done, clean. The dogs are gone. Like, I miss the dogs,
It's a different environment here today. First of all, I've never been here during the day, and it seems way less rapey.
Is it less rapey during the day?
It is definitely less rapey. Yeah. Plus, all your candles are missing. Now you got the...
Oh, yeah, you like my essence? I have a better essence, yeah.
Charlie's like, you mean the pencil sharpener?
he's got an old school pencil sharpener.
Electric pencil sharpener right next to it.
Legit.
Yeah. Oh, I need one.
That was my grandfather's, then my dad's, and I've gotten it.
Like you passed down pencil sharpener?
That's a fucking old school electric pencil. That shit.
We should get the old school, like, pencil. Genuinely just turn the handle.
That push it in, it sharpens the fucking pencil.
That pencil sharpener reminds me of Mr. Gould from the show.
Do you know what reminds me of Mr. Gould? Do you remember how every time
Kung
you
Fu?
Started the class,
Kung
you would play a song
yeah, he'd play
from
a song.
That decade
yep.
that was number one?
Yeah, it was
it
awesome.
It was so cool.
Yes, it was.
Speaking of songs, way to segue into that. Thanks for the ladies' help.
Yeah,
do we have some songs to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got over
we
there?
Do.
Whiskey?
No, that's my chai tea, black tea.
Oh, very nice.
It's racist.
Exactly. It's chai African American.
Here we go again.
Racist dick.
Scott with his racism.
Black. Use color. Jeez. All right. Anyway, we were trying to talk about music before Scott went all, you know, pointed hat on us over there.
Yeah. What song you want? Let's.
No. Did we do songs last week? I can't remember. Scott, did you have a song? I don't think you did.
I forgot mine. What was mine again?
I don't remember. Mine was Trains by Porcupine.
God, it was fun trolling you guys on this.
Yeah. It is a good song.
You got right?
Yeah, that Porcupine Tree kind of sounds like Pink Floyd. Or
yeah,
like,
it's kind of right. It's kind of got
like the Flaming
good
Lips
vibe to
or
it.
Something.
Yeah. It's just real chill, but it's got some like hardcore meaning to it.
Yeah,
yeah, this is a really good song.
It's kind of what I've started to kind of drift towards as I've gotten older. You know, I do appreciate some of the harder stuff. I mean, the Sepultura song was great, of course, but I don't know. I'm just kind of more mellow into like a mellower lyric, kind of paying more attention to what they're talking about as opposed to something super heavy nowadays. I'm just getting fucking old. That's all it is.
Yeah,
and your sons listen to this stuff with you, right?
Oh yeah,
in bed you guys listen to
absolutely,
this,
absolutely, man.
And like everything's quiet, and it's like
turn
meaningful
the
music.
On. Yeah, play it in the truck.
Every song that you've picked so far, when you listen to the words,
yeah.
it has like a meaning to it.
Yeah. I thought
like
he's been trying to fuck us.
Kind of,
no,
yeah.
Sorry,
like he's trying to
like
have sex
he's
with
trying
us.
To like yeah.
These are just the songs
trying to seduce
opening
some.
The door
yeah.
for future
yeah
right penetration
bathroom escapades.
Well, I'll tell you
time
what.
Out bathroom escape.
We'll I think that was your, right that was the beginning of when things turn for you as a man.
As a human being.
Yeah.
I'll tell
you
right
listen
now.
To that one time.
Yep. There's going to be some pretty serious bathroom escapades going
it,
around.
Like,
this place anyway.
You'll have like this one of those things where like you go into a seizure when someone when you hear like someone clapping at a fucking
like
concert.
A, sort of involuntary
and then be, like,
response.
Hundreds of thousands of people at that concert. It's like, yeah.
<That's>
and to
exactly
him, it's like,
what it is.
10 million people fucking right now. We're all together.
Laying there on mushrooms.
What song did you have? What Scott, what did you have? Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, he actually did.
Yeah,
Society.
Man.
Society.
Society.
That was a good fucking
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I hadn't
heard
it before.
A deep song, man.
Where'd it come from? So I heard the song, enjoyed it a lot. I'm Eddie Vedder
Into
fan
the
anyway.
Wild.
Yeah, the movie. Into the
movie.
Into
the
Wild.
You mean
the
one where Phoebe Cates takes her top off?
No.
Oh, no, wait, that was Fast.
I'm
going to
do that. That's going to be me.
Is that what you kept calling Into the Wild?
Who's in that?
Wild Things.
Wild Things. There it is. Okay.
Emil Hirsch.
It's a right?
And hold on, Wild Things.
Into the
Wild
wasn't
Naomi
the
Campbell. Wild Things was
and Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
And Denise Richards.
I said Nev Campbell.
No, I think you said Naomi Campbell.
No, I almost said Naomi, but then I said wait, no.
God, don't edit this out.
I
please.
Thought we were talking
please
into the Wild.
We've got like eight different things being said at once right now. All right.
Jesus
so,
God.
That Eddie Vedder.
I'm so confused right
Eddie
now.
Eddie Vedder.
Fuck, no clue.
My song was Eddie Vedder Society. And good song. Where it came from is it's on the soundtrack of the movie Into the Wild. And that was the one of that Chris Chandler's, I think his name is.
I'm going to guarantee it's not Chris Chandler's.
Something like that. Where he is probably not. That's funny because I just totally threw it out of thin air.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Oh, my God.
The one Abraham Lincoln.
Bad. If his name isn't that nephew,
it's
either of those.
Gonna be close.
He's fucking Charles Thomas or something. But he hiked across the country and went to Alaska at that bus, and he died at that bus.
Chris McCandless.
See, I was close.
Well, you're close.
Okay, closer than we.
And
than
Alexander Miami. Supertramp is his name.
Alexander Supertramp was what he named himself, like on his identification when he got a name change. And he was like this boy that had everything going for him. His family was successful. And it's based on a true story. And he died in Alaska. And that, I don't know, man, that soundtrack, I just liked it so much when watching the movie. And I used to love Pearl Jam. So I listened to that. And it's on iTunes. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
The whole album. And then he has ukulele songs that he does. Another album that's just Eddie Vedder.
You're not going to sell me on that.
No, it's just as good, I promise
you.
No,
I believe it. I haven't heard it,
but I will
actually.
It's just as good as everything.
I'm going to play that album on Spotify on the way home today with the kids because I'll
appreciate
it.
Like, the kids will love it. My kids listen to it and like it. Yep.
Ukulele album.
Uh-oh. We got some Kara Stanley reaction here. It's like, hey, when are you going to be on the show? Let's book it. When do you want to do it? Next Wednesday at 6 p.m.? Let me check with the owners. I'll get back to you.
Yep.
Nice.
By tomorrow. So not even a you know. There's a definitive time frame.
Now
so
if we can get Colleen and her on at the same time.
God, look at this.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's like the key master, the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Someone just got skinnier just thinking about how awesome he is.
That's me. I'm just sitting out here, just wilting or withering away.
Just not having people taking pictures at you.
Don't worry, I'll take a few for you. No, let's go back to this. I want to take the fucking picture. So I talked to Dana.
Yeah, we gotta get back to that real quick. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So Dana runs Magnolia B Photography. She's done some stuff for family stuff with kids. Colleen, have you ever worked with her or anything? Like Dana?
Don't do it.
Beam? Okay, she runs Magnolia Bee Photography. She did pictures for us for multiple different things. And I reached out. I was like, seriously, if we do this, are you in? You know, professional stuff. She got real equipment. Yep. We're not just dicking around. She's like, I would totally be into it. Let me know what you're thinking.
And let me know there's multiple females that have said, we are down to take these pictures.
Absolutely.
Of you guys on the Facebook group.
I'm less concerned with taking the pictures. I'm more concerned with people. I want people to like want these calendars.
I'm worried about who's taking the pictures.
No, but Dana's going to do a good job. She's like, we can do it at my place. Right. We can do stuff. We can go out in the real world. We can do whatever you want.
Real world?
I mean, right. Anywhere. Dude, the fucking.
I don't know.
Listen, none of us are going to win a beauty contest. None of the three of us here are going to win a beauty contest.
So, I'm sure
Colleen from a female point can agree. So there's no point trying to make it perfect. It's not going to be good.
Speak her part. We know what you're thinking.
Right. It's going to be. The more fucked up we make it, the better it's going
to
be.
That's why I was trying to do Wild Things, a.k.a. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Wild Things. Oh, my God. But yeah, we seriously need... So I'm gonna put something on the Facebook page. We need ideas to recreate. We need 12
What
pictures.
Song is played at Ridgemont High when she's walking out of the pool with
it's
that
a Cheap Trick song.
Is it Wild Things?
No.
Make your high.
No, that's when Rick Vaughn comes in to play baseball.
Yes!
You make everything.
And nothing to do with any of that, actually. It's not even close.
I'm trying to salvage my...
No, you're not. You're not.
But yeah, we seriously need to do that. So I'm going to put some on here in just a minute.
I'm down.
We need ideas.
I'll do that scene. I think, Charles, you got to do the Susan Fatal Attraction.
Show my
leg cross.
Like the...
Cross your legs with the cigarette. I think I posted about it.
I'm down.
Moving in stereo.
What do you think, Colleen? Do you think we should do these photos?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen a lot already done, you know, with other guys and even girls that are not like the most beautiful things. Like,
right.
Yeah.
This would be good show picks for our marketing that we can give to our marketer.
Yeah. We need to... these pictures are more the ones you see on Instagram, so it's going to have to be like people that are on Instagram a lot and follow, you know.
Can you see that meeting? Like, here's this photo, here's this
what
photo,
if we
here's
did,
this photo.
What if we did market these pictures? This. What if we did these pictures and each picture had, like, something to do with a Space Ghost in it?
That's cool.
Like being so, like, with a rocket?
Yeah, like you like holding a giant
like a
rocket.
Delta rocket.
Yeah.
Like this.
Oh, like, we could go. Yeah. We could, like, straddle that thing downtown. Was it when you're coming, like, southbound on
I ain't
one
straddled
right?
together?
Or so, listen.
Like,
together?
Lean against it. I don't want
to
break it.
All you're going to have to do is search hashtag Space Coast or hashtag yes, right. whatever, yeah. and then all the pictures are will come up, and you know
we
that
can go
girls
the end
are
of my
taking
boss's
crazy
dock
pictures
on
out there.
Yeah. River, because he has this direct view of the big building.
The
you could put like
and
naval,
we could have like
naval oranges over your boobs.
And like he has an infinity pool. So like behind we could like totally do we could do a picture.
All your pictures want to include
space,
everybody.
And then we could have like a spaceship going up behind us.
You could like Photoshop like a spaceship going
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well yeah.
That'd be hot.
We could totally do that.
This is going to a dark place, man. When are we doing this?
Fucking marketing.
We need to do it soon because here's the thing, we gotta get it done and put together. For you know,
I mean, are we?
So.
Well, listen. I mean, that's quick.
I know.
Yeah,
that's real quick.
Yeah, but even
because we can get calendars made on like any website pretty quickly, right?
So
we just need the photos.
We need
go on Shutterfly or something.
But we need
to
a 2021 calendar.
Well, here's what we would do.
Yeah,
we're doing
it for the following year.
But we could even do you know January or February, March, April of 2020 to April of 2021.
But should we do something where we buy like we have to really plan this out. If we're gonna do calendars,
yeah,
we need to think this out. Do we do it on the show? I mean, we could talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, I would like some input. So if the listeners want to throw something at us, I mean, I'm down to do whatever, man. I just want to
because
be funny.
Like we could get like 500 of them, and someone has to subscribe.
Are any of us gonna have to wax
and
an area?
Put a review, God, no. And then we give you a free. We'll ship you a free one, or do we sell them? Or do we try
I don't think we're going to be
do
able
we
to
hand, do we hand them out? Yeah, I agree.
I think what we could do is just
that's
tell people.
That's my thought, too.
Either give me $10 or I'm going to make you put this in your house. I'm going to hang it up at your job.
Oh, man.
Like, do I walk around to my office and go, here, guys, you can hang this
what
up
What are we
you
getting
want.
Into, man?
Just, like,
we
got to
go
bad.
With this because this is going to be funny.
This don't sound funny.
It's going to be fucking hilarious.
This sounds more sad.
I
we
think,
gotta do
I
it
think
now.
Somebody out of this group of four needs to be strong and resolute in making this happen because I know
like
all of us and we are very quickly going to disintegrate and not do this.
Oh, I'm going to make it happen.
There you
so,
go.
I already looked up hashtag Kennedy Space
She's
Center and you should see all the girls in front of the big NASA globe pretending to hold
Jesus.
It and
there
bending over and pulling out their skirts. Like
I'm not wearing a skirt.
You think we can go outside of Disney to try to do the Epcot ball?
Oh, if you went to Disney, all the pictures in front of the wall.
We could dress up as fairies.
Oh, my God.
We could get those fairy little butterfly things. Like.
So my sister,
dude, this is funny. I'm sorry.
My sister,
this is
she's younger. Whoa, she's actually like a Disney influencer where people send her stuff and she has to go into the
Our friend
to
Earl
the parks
is one of those.
And take pictures
nice.
And do these
yeah.
things.
Oh, wow.
Shout out, Earl.
And I used to make fun of her all the time because like I would catch her out of the corner of my eye like doing these selfies. But now she's like made it a thing and like.
Make
that's
money
what
on
she
it.
Does
it's a huge
now,
thing that people
so.
Do that. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, companies seek to hire people that are good at that as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
And it's bringing it down to a personable level. It's a,
yeah,
it,
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's really good at it.
I could do that with chicken wings.
I mean, because what influences us the most now? It's social media.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to market it is to real, like, to make it from people that are... using social media a lot.
Yeah.
Gotta make it go viral, man.
Fun.
It's unreal, man. You can make good money doing it.
Man. I think it'd be hilarious to do it just in general. And the thing is, no, Charlie, you don't want to wax anything. You want to look as bad as
this
possible.
This is going to live with us for a long time.
And the sooner we do this, the better. Because
I'm fasting until we do it.
No, the thing is, don't. Like,
I feel
no.
like I could never run for office.
It now.
I'm like Gandhi
then,
the faster.
You know, as we're all sitting here with like six packs in 6 months, it won't be funny anymore.
That's
but,
not. That's never going to happen.
But in the meantime, it's hilarious.
It's gonna
do it
happen.
Now.
You're going to be there first, though.
None of us are going to have six packs.
Do it at yours.
I'm going to have like a one pack.
On February 1st.
But when
an entire
when I get through
red.
Like an inch of old people, you know, I'll feel like there'll be a six pack under there.
Man,
maybe a two pack.
Did we stop talking about the music? Did I miss that?
So, we took a brief pause. So we kind of
brief pause. Joe Miller rabbit hole.
We got to do these
Joe
pictures.
Joe Miller rabbit hole.
That was a Miller hole.
Yeah, that was a Miller hole.
Easy. See your Miller Hole calendar. It'll be February's picture.
Hey, so yeah, what are we doing month wise? Like, there's only three guys here. Are we actually
doing four shots each?
Oh,
four wardrobe changes.
No,
that's so a month. That's a year.
No, we need to recruit people.
No, it has to be the show.
No, we need to recruit people.
The show, man.
If you have Scalzi, he could just stand really, really far in the background. Oh,
are each of these, do we got to individually?
Jared.
Oh, God.
Are we going to have a group one?
Yes.
We could. Yes. That's true. We could.
We need December to be a group one.
There's so many good ones for like girls in groups taking pictures. That would be so easy.
December. We need a December group one.
Yep.
Do we do our birth months or ours? Like, what, Charlie, what's your birth month?
September.
So you
I got December.
Ooh, you're December. Man. So December, September. You're next month. I'm February.
Nope. You're February 14th.
He's already Cupid, right? He's already in a diaper 100%. With wings on. That is guaranteed.
His birthday is Valentine's Day.
Oh, but listen, God.
I am not putting any effort into this. I'm just bringing the body, kind of.
That's
so you guys.
I will find all the pictures. Okay.
Like
you guys
outfits,
have to
I'm not
going to
buy an outfit. I am saving money for a house. I am not purchasing.
If Colleen can find
you guys
12 pictures, we'll divvy them up between us.
I have access to sewing material.
Yeah, we'll work on the outfits or whatever. There's some
all right.
plus
I'll
size
wear
gals.
Whatever.
I'm sure we can find a contribute
not,
a few things.
I will wear whatever.
Okay,
I will not.
I need you to stop. Hold on, I need everybody to stop talking. Say that one more time.
I will wear whatever.
There you go. I appreciate that already.
Well, listen, I think that if people can actually find the pictures, too, that they think are good, they should definitely put them on the Facebook 100%. Page. You should just make one post now so people
this
can comment on
motivation.
It.
Motivation.
For, like, recreation for you guys.
Yeah. Chick pics.
Chick pics.
This is good.
It could even be some dude pics, because you've seen some that are, like, you know, the guys doing whatever.
No duck faces, right? Do we do duck faces?
No.
I don't know
duck
how to
faces
do that.
Done.
That was so, like... 2012.
But what the girls do, the duck
do
faces. So if you have to recreate it, guess what? You're going to have to do
it. If
you
do selfies, you're supposed to go high, I hear. Right?
Yes,
go high.
High
with it.
I guess.
Well, lower is better.
No.
Lower down here.
It's more necky. Yeah. You get a more, you see more giblet.
That's not bad. This, do you pose for me?
Dude, see?
Oh.
See, can you just stop?
He posed. This is going
you're
gonna
you your data overages on your phone
I don't
are
going
to be pics of me.
You know, it's worth it. This picture, he actually posed for me. We might need to put this one on, though. Really good. You guys are going to get a shot of this one.
It's very awkward that you have... Like, if you had security clearance, I would question you.
There's 30 pictures of you.
And there are more than 30. There are well more than 30. Dude, you got like years of pictures of me on your phone.
Yeah.
It's fucking straight.
It's almost like maybe I'm doing something with it.
How many friends photos do you have? Is it just me? Or do you have like 50 of Joe, 50 of
do you think maybe
Scalzi, 50 of Chad, 50 of Russ?
Maybe I could be up to something.
50 of Ben.
No, just you, buddy.
So what are those pictures called?
Collage.
For what?
Like the pictures we're trying to recreate.
So I think you would have to actually like go on Instagram and hashtag like, you know, certain things, and then all the pictures will come
who
up and you'll
better?
Just have to scroll. Like, I mean, I can try to look at some of my sister's hashtags and that could probably lead us in the right direction. I mean,
Yeah.
And I love you, Shannon, so much. Please believe me. This is all just helping. Maybe I should get her in here for the help of our social media.
Yeah.
Or your social media. I don't want to say ours.
I don't have time. I need all the help. I need all the help with that. Seriously.
I feel like us removing fabrics of clothing is not going to help the show. We're just brainstorming.
I'm trying to say I will do whatever it takes to help us market the show. And if it's laughing at my body that helps that, then I'm game.
Yeah,
I do not prefer this. I would rather throw money at the situation if we're being straight up and honest.
I'd rather just put money in it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather forego the house over 6 months and just pay people to do this.
I would just like rent for somewhere else for a little longer.
I think it'd be amazing.
I'm pretty much saying I'm trying to save my money for the house and can't throw money at this. But
this will be a little bit of work. There's some legwork to do. Pardon the pun, Charlie.
I mean,
we're gonna have to meet up. We're gonna have to spend like a weekend.
Yeah,
like at least a full day doing all of this in one day.
Different
pictures.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be an 8-hour thing.
Yeah. It's gonna be 8 hours. I hope it doesn't take that long.
It's gonna be a long day.
Say yes to the dress over here.
It's gonna be a long day.
Are we going to have somebody record this whole thing happening?
You have to.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Do we get a camera person with one of the bigger cameras so we look like we're popular?
Hire a crew.
Do we hire a fake crew?
Yeah,
that'd be impressive.
Like, we just go downtown to, like, hey, dudes, you want to make $50
just
for the day?
Hire the homeless motherfucker. It's by the bridge. Yeah.
Instead of holding a sign, just hold this fucking fake camera and just follow us around.
Oh, God. It'd be amazing. We'll, like, make Scott put on a wedding dress. We'll be in a dress shop and we'll both sit there and be like, oh, my God.
We have Derek. I think our friend Derek's got a drone that he bought from Jared that could follow us around and we could drone, our, like, having the drone and.
What are we gonna do songs for this week?
Yeah, let's
we gotta
do songs,
and then Colin, you gotta talk about Derek too. So we'll do that after.
Okay.
The real hero of Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, what song? What do you want to do, Scott?
Well, Colin made a really good point that we've been picking a lot of serious songs.
Yeah.
Okay, I've done some hip hop songs.
Sure.
We need to get from a listener perspective. We want their participation a little bit more in this.
I agree.
And I think Colleen, she kind of, when she took over the show earlier on the break.
Oh, my God.
She said that you guys got to stop doing serious songs. You got to do the songs that I want you to do.
That is not true. So, I'm just saying you need to mix it up because not everybody wants to hear some serious crap all the
time. Now that we're doing the show different, can you tell us how you want us to do this now?
I just think every once in a while, if you're going to make somebody listen to a song, make them listen to a fun song and put them in a good mood instead of like bringing them down. Like, I mean, you know
what about beautiful melodies?
Not everyone wants to be like so introspective.
Could I do a?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to freaking have a good time.
You're right. This Joe, you've been very introspective. Has this been more of a your thing?
Not so much. Like, my thing with this is I like it because we started out with, let's pick these randomly obscure things for everybody to kind of listen to.
Yeah.
But one of the most fun things I do is play music roulette, man. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done that, but literally it's one of the things we do. It's like, it doesn't have to be some obscure song. It can be a fucking song.
Did you get that from Chat Roulette when you first used to do that?
I don't know what that is.
Nobody does. It
what
sounds
is it?
Stupid.
Chad,
continue, Joe.
Like Chad Cook?
Chat Roulette. You never heard of that?
God, he's gonna go
I have heard of that. Like Chat Roulette, like on a, like an instant messenger thing where like somebody comes up
here
and
goes rabbit hole.
And Omega, we're two people on the screen, like, and there's like all
here
kinds of weird stuff happening. There's funny videos on YouTube. I hate you guys.
I think you said Chad who? I was like, what?
Scott Rabbit Hole.
He's over here doing roulette. So
no, but like one of the things we do is music roulette. You take the phone, everybody be drinking, you hang out, but like, here, play what you want. It's on the same fucking speaker. It doesn't have to be anything obscure or meaningful. It's just, I mean, one of the funniest things was Chad picked.
You guys used to try to out hipster each other?
Well, just like out random. Yeah, I'd be like, just what can you think of like shit you listened to back when you were a kid? I mean, Chad would pick hilarious shit, but.
It always ended up going to the Jacksons.
It did. Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana.
Yeah,
it always ended there.
Or 70s R&B.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yep. 100%. All the time.
Hey, what's the song? You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time? What like, I don't know what the name of that song is, but.
I don't know.
That was one of them.
Like 80s.
You don't have to take your clothes off.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, when you're drunk, that's
just
loud, you sing.
Huh?
I get drunk, we went classic rock always.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how easy it is to change genres. Like, you're playing that.
Maserati does 185.
There you go.
No. I think my favorite thing growing up was, like, getting drunk with, like, Lauren Zimmerman. Well, her name is different now.
Yeah, Lauren.
And Jessica Algiera. And we would get drunk and listen to, like, whether it be, like, 90s hip-hop or,
like,
whatever.
Salt and Pepper and all that shit.
Yeah, but we would only listen to, like, the first couple of seconds of every song and just keep going. And we just, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this song is so great.
En Vogue.
I was not into that, though.
What?
What? Why not?
SWV?
Oh, man.
No, that's
SWV.
I was never into like slow music. Like,
with me.
Oh, I don't know.
I get weak in the knees. Like,
I shot the sheriff.
We were more like Tupac and things
Snoop.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like,
to
you got some gin and juice going. You got
Snoop
those kind of things.
Style.
Oh my God. Rachel Hallberg and Shauna Thomas are putting some amazing things on this.
Rachel
right
Hallberg should definitely be on this show because that girl, she is amazing. She's she works in our accounting department, our HR department at Bricks.
Dude, look at this right here.
Stop.
Can you see this picture? Go through you first, right?
Can you see this picture?
Oh, we're doing
we
that.
We need to recreate this. It's like three women lay on their back in bathing suits with their legs straight up in the air.
We can just go to do that and play on the beach. We can just go down. Do we do it at the nude beach?
What if I can't really do that with my leg?
Do we
you
do it?
You at least try, and
that's
the effort will be noticed.
Do we do it at the nude beach, and then we just pull our pants down with our butts just out, like half?
Oh,
like
here's another
half,
one with a Starbucks cup. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
That'd be good. We could do that, like, we could do that, like, on the side of the hardware store building with the
yes.
painting mural.
Like with the old man that we call dad.
What about the Main Street Philly? We just have cheesesteaks.
Like, we're just holding them in like our boxes. Put them in a stroller and then we on the road, par with somebody's baby stroller.
We're not doing the songs this week, are we?
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Put your song. You got some serious editing to do this week, bro.
I'm leaving. That's it. I got to go eat low carb buffalo chicken pizza.
I'm going to go with, are we trying to go a little bit lighter? Should I just stick with what we got?
Colleen, what are we allowed to do?
Yeah, how's the new rules of this thing go?
Stop it with the what? Okay, I'm just saying, go with something fun that when people listen to it in their car, they actually are having a good time instead of like being like, oh, shit, man.
Right, well, help us out then. Yeah. All right.
That was deep.
Man, my life's going the wrong way.
Like, my friend committed suicide. This guy committed suicide. This guy OD'd. Like,
oh, my God. That was my Malcolm Palmer.
To be honest, like, my life is stressful enough when I get in the car. That's I am listening to, like, hey, give me some real big fish. Your guts. I hate them. And I can be like, I wrote this song about you.
Is this fucking trash? Because right.
I effing hate
tree?
You.
Oh my God, it's so
crashed
funny.
Into a fucking tree.
Joe hasn't even picked the song yet.
Well, because I'm kind of having the second thoughts about trying to be funny and light.
All right, okay. You want me to go?
So
go
ahead, Joe, you have to take over the posting of the show again.
Okay, because yeah, because yours were
yeah, because you fucked
so
it up.
But you have to like when you post it and put the names of the song in the words.
Okay.
And then post the show.
And then the pictures.
The Jesus pictures Christ, that's in way too much underneath.
No, I'm not.
Just it's a make it a production. Make it a, it's nah, got to be a production.
A
man.
Real thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Colleen. Actually, mentioned the band earlier, and it's gonna be NOFX, The Bruise.
Okay. Yeah,
just because it's a great fucking song.
Great fucking song.
That's it.
Is that it?
No okay. other reason.
Not my vagina.
No, not your vagina.
Which is a song.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, I know it's a song.
Didn't know that was an option.
Song's called The Bruise by NOFX. It's a party fucking song.
I like, might change mine. So
legit party song. No, that's just it's NOFX. They're a punk rock band. They're awesome. Seen them a bunch of times.
Yes, very good.
They're great live too.
Colleen's running this thing now, so. Oh, just teasing. Colleen, no, seriously.
I have so many because
give me
that's
an idea.
All I like.
Well, the thing is, you're going to be on every week, so now you've got a plethora, a cornucopia, if you will, of information you can use later.
Cornucopia.
So you know what song is really fun that
Colleen's
I don't hear
cornucopia.
Enough?
What?
Beastie Boys, Girls.
Okay.
I like that
great
song.
Great song.
Oh, Beach Boys is the shit.
See, yeah.
I mean, I
Scott's,
could be Beach,
Scott's
Beach,
oh,
Boys
I forgot.
Long.
Yes, he does like
Scott's, listen, yeah, he's not a big Beach Boys guy.
All day easy. Long we can do that. See, we can do that each week, pick our favorite, like, us songs, too. Because it's, you know, translates who we are, you know, and lets our people that listen get to know who we are a little bit and what we like other than obscure.
Here he goes. Here he fuck. Like now the foot's moving. Now the foot's moving.
Here, now take the picture.
Oh,
now
man.
My belly's going. So come get your picture in.
Do either of you have a fucking song yet?
I have two songs.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm ready when you are. If you want me to go first, I'll happily go.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, I'm going to go with Country Boner by Pussifer.
Oh, yeah. The fuck, that's a great song.
Country Boner.
Country Boner.
Yeah, Country Boner.
By Pussifer.
By Pussifer.
Yeah, but you have to watch the video.
That's pretty
cool,
man.
You have to watch the video.
Because there are some very funny songs that I know, like some old hillbilly type of songs that we did.
Country Boner.
You got to watch
the
video.
Okay, Colleen, can we go Country Boner songs?
Whatever. I got to listen to it. I've never heard of this.
Can you watch the video?
Sure.
Well, I'll post the video of the YouTube video on the post of songs, so you'll be able to access it there.
It's so fucking good.
Should we make Colleen do our post of our things since she's on the show?
I don't want to chase her away.
No.
I don't want to scare her away.
She's got too much going on.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Joe,
I'll just continue.
Joe has zero responsibility as it is. So
I'll just keep fucking it up. Over
Scott,
here,
what do you got?
So it's bad attitude to shake.
I was gonna go like a long. I was gonna go Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yeah, it's a 26 minute song. I want to listen.
I'm not gonna do it to you guys because it's a badass song, but it's like a. Me, like, Colleen, you messed my shit up.
Like, I'll still listen to it, Scott. I'll still listen to it.
No. So, I am now choosing Loop Troop Rockers' Living on a Prayer. It's a fun song. It's a happy song. It's a hip-hop song.
Is it Bon Jovi?
Is it a Bon Jovi cover?
But it's a cover of Living on a Prayer. Okay. And it's in a hip-hop flavor, and so it's one of my favorites.
Sounds terrible.
All right, so in our group text, everybody just put your song real quick. I'll take care of the rest of it, but just send it to me so I can have it more.
Yeah, we'll do everything.
I feel like whenever we do these, like people are going to know my bands. I don't really listen to a lot of really super obscure bands
like you guys do.
But do a deep cut from a good band. You know what I'm saying? Like if you pick Foo Fighters, pick something that a lot of people haven't heard.
Right.
Right, that one we talked about earlier would be
something
awesome
from nothing.
Oh, God. It's
so good. You have to watch Sonic Highways.
Yes, you do.
I have to try to reel myself in from talking about Dave Grohl too much because it becomes an issue.
And the reality is, if you pick a song that's not that random obscure, who cares? If you like it, that's all this is about. Pick a song you like. Everybody listen to it.
Seriously, that Real Big Fish, Your Guts, I Hate Them. I really enjoy that song.
That's a good song.
And that's what we're after. I don't know it.
It's fun. Listen to it. It's not even hard to learn. I think that like there's maybe a total of 20 words in the entire song.
Yep.
Ooh, Charlie did the real legwork and gave me the
fucking
YouTube
hate
video
you.
Direct.
Yeah, well, I don't. I take this shit serious.
You post a picture of me being fat, and then Joe puts Country Boner by Pussifer right underneath it.
The reality is, though, nobody's gonna get Country Boner from that.
That's a good picture, you Scott.
Nice thing, guys.
This right, I think we've got January right here, guys.
Dude, this is not January.
That is January.
Fuck you.
Colleen, is that January 2020, that picture?
Oh, my. Man, that's just mean.
He's beautiful. He does this. He's sassy in it. You're sassy in that picture.
The look right now.
Oh, man.
Is unreal.
Yeah.
Whole.
My nostrils are flaring.
I definitely feel like I'm a buffalo chicken tender sub from Publix, the way he's looking at me.
Nobody looks at a buffalo chicken tender sub like that.
Oh, Scott
does. Look at that with love. That is not love.
Scott looks
right
at
now.
It with hate before he smashes it.
Oh, man. Y'all are mean.
What are those hot fries that we had?
Uh-oh.
From Migos or whatever? The wrap snacks? The
wrap snacks, huh?
Oh, the wrap snacks,
What
yeah,
were
dude.
Those hot fries?
Who had
little
those?
Little
Yachis?
Little Yachis. Or
I'm going to shove a bunch of those up your ass and fucking keep the shit up, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
It's way funnier when you don't have to ask what they were before you shove them up his ass, though.
Yeah.
Well, those things I'm going to shove up his ass later?
Yeah. I need to know what that is.
Joe's like, I know.
All right, so what do we got here? Where are we at?
Did we record anything tonight? Ever hit the
button?
Didn't
even hit record.
Okay, cool. That's probably for the best.
Hmm.
Pretty much all we do is ramble on, let Colleen run the show, and then talk
I like
about
how all of our voices matched and were at the same level.
Yeah, it was really good.
It made it really easy to talk over one another really and really nice. Get nothing audible whatsoever out of the
there
show.
There was one point we mentioned like 5 movies and 4 bands within 30 seconds. And I think everybody was like, what the fuck is happening?
Shit show.
Nobody's going to like us.
I don't need that done.
That's all right. That's all right.
You're changing that. You're bringing a girl aspect to the show. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking it over already.
Oh, man.
If you have any decorating tips,
am I like committing to something here? Because now I'm scared.
Now it's a hardcore commitment.
Yeah, Justin
Brent,
Mike is brought to you
Brent,
by Playland Brewery.
We have a 30, in 30 days, we'll have a 30-day review.
Yeah, Brent, thank you
Today's
so much again for the grub.
That.
We enjoyed it.
Hey, and this episode of Justin Mike is brought to you by Playland Hardware Store.
Aw, yay!
And,
yay!
Go drink all their booze.
Come see me.
Yeah.
And eat their food. The
Girl
Cuban.
Scout cookie and beer pairing coming up soon.
Oh, man.
The 25th.
Hey, I'm your Huckleberry on Girl Scouts, guys.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry on Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh, we could do,
oh, are you selling them?
You know
we
it.
We could do a tombstone cool guy picture
you
for
know
a
it.
Podcast, too, of us walking down the OK Corral downtown.
Okay.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Do you want some Girl Scout cookies?
Like yeah, Charlie mentioned Girl Scout cookies, and I'm not even listening to it right now.
I'm trying to figure out when
I can break my diet and eat these cookies.
I fucking love Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
all
man.
Of them.
The peanut butter patties.
They're
the
all
peanut butter
fucking
patties,
great.
Dude, that's,
They're
that's
all
it.
Amazing. The lemon ones are good.
I will push down a 7-year-old girl
fucking,
and take them.
Yeah.
Can't wait. What are the Samoas?
We never talked about Derek.
Yeah.
Can I just say
that?
So this past month at Hardware has been, it's always the busiest time of year. We have a million events. We have everything going on. And Derek comes in and gets, oh God, how many crowlers did he get?
Like,
there's like 12 or
10,
13
12, yeah.
crowlers.
He got 12 crowlers of beer. The Jeez. Most I've ever made at one time. It was crazy, but awesome at the same time. And then he came in last week and got 6 more. So it's like a thing now.
You have a returning customer because we were
it's
drinking
awesome.
Him on Christmas Eve at his house even.
Yeah, well, the best part was
they
he took all
so
12
good.
Of them, sat in his car and killed them all before he went home.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And drove home in reverse.
yeah, totally.
Ace Ventura style.
The look on the other bartender's face, I was like, listen, I got to make 12 crowlers. You're going to have to hold the bar down. Because, I mean, those
shit.
Take time. But at least he's willing to, like, sit and wait because he gets it. So sometimes I'll have to, like, pour a beer between the crowlers.
Yeah.
But, like, he was He was a total champ.
He has a stressful job sometimes. I'm sure he likes to sit up there and have a beer.
So he found a way to relieve his stress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation for sure.
So thanks, Derek.
Damn it. Way to go.
Shout out to Derek.
Come out,
hey, Derek's a rock star this Christmas, man. Did you see that photo that I got of him and his sister in the sleigh?
No. You mean the one that was a video they thought you were taking a photo? Yes.
Dude, that was fucking gold.
So good.
Listen, you know what they do? Like, we go out to Georgia together, okay? Derek and his dad, one time, you know how when you go into a hotel
I'll take another picture.
And you have like certain lights that
say
certain,
cheese.
Certain lights.
Scott,
switches. Shut up, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Can I have a story? Can I have a rabbit hole story? Just one. Can I have one?
Just one?
Derek, he flips the light switches on and off. And I'm sitting here trying to make one go on and off. And I don't know that he's fucking with me with the other one. There's son of a bitch, man. I hate you. You're off the show, Colleen. You can sit there.
Huh? That was a video I just took.
Get out of my house. God damn it. Are you doing?
I did a video while you were saying this.
I hate you.
I love you.
I'm going to edit this part out.
Well, I love you.
5 seconds. Goodbye, everybody. Now Colleen's taking selfies of herself behind microphones. I'm the host. I'm a host now.
That's it. I'm never coming back again.
You guys see my podcast.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Episode.
It's over.
Cemented this.
Episode
25
of Adjust the Hardware Store.
Exactly.
You're not allowed on the show unless you get my approval.
Adjust the Playland Brewery Hardware Store.
All content goes through her now.
Oh my God, man!
Oh, shout out to Mr. Rake. You rule, sir.
I doubt Ron will ever listen to this, even if we talk about it.
I know. Oh, he really won't.
He loves Joe. He loves Joe.
We have a bond. Joe, but
we have something.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
What was that red? Not the Rocket Man, but the other red that poured through for the
Nipah.
The Jamaican.
The Jamaican Nipah. Red. Mixed with
it's back on right now.
Jamaican's good. Mm-hmm. The mixed with peanut butter and jelly lunch money or whatever it was horrible.
I knew it. As soon as he gave it to you, I'm like, that is going to make you sick.
Yeah. No, just like, it just wasn't pleasant. He's made a lot of good beers. That just wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I didn't say that all episode.
You
good
did not.
Job, Scott. Yay.
He's over there. Every time he wants to say it, he writes it down.
I'm circling stress circles.
He's drawing pictures of Charlie and like this is like a sword stabbing him.
These are stress circles of Charlie taking stress pictures of me.
Well, listen.
And not letting me speak.
Happy New Year, man.
Absolutely.
Fuck you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
You can run your little fucking skinny, shiny legs out of here.
Next week, we'll do this again.
Yeah, we will.
It's because they're see-through. They're pale.
Are we going to get Kara on next week or what?
Listen, she's in a double check right now. I think she's got to make sure it's not going to be any conflict for them. I don't think that'll be a major issue, but she said she's down, so.
Nice.
And then we're going to discuss the photo op, like doing having
we'll
a
have
day.
Some more information with that. I'll see
we
if we
need
can get
to
some
do
pictures
a beach
together.
Scene.
Rachel just messaged me. She's got a bunch more pictures
good.
For you guys.
Yeah, okay. Keep on, because what I'd like to do
is
we do
a manatee
week.
Scene at the
I don't think that'll be hard with us, guys.
So just take a picture of me at the Holover?
I think we'll be all right.
Us in the water at Holover.
Oh, my Lord.
Like we're like spitting a little bit out.
Yeah, can you guys do handstands?
Oh, my God.
Or in the water, yeah.
Even
in
failing.
Can you?
I think so.
Yeah, Charlie could do it.
I might up against a wall to start.
No, I could do that thing. I'll come in the pool and like my feet stick out.
I'll snap an arm like I snap my leg. Right. Not a fucking chance.
Right. Dude, while we're at it, why don't we just do one-arm push-ups and fucking run a mile?
Too old for that shit. Well, yeah.
Charlie's like, I do that
Charlie's like, please.
Every morning.
I do that for breakfast before I mow the yard.
Not one-arm push-ups. I might poop my pants if I do that.
Listen, not low carb, you might poop your pants. You just think about doing it.
You ain't lying.
Good Lord. I don't know if you want to go down that rabbit hole.
Nope.
All right, well, let's go home. Let's
Happy New Year.
Wrap it all up. Enjoy
2020.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces. Bye.
Scott's stressed.
What the fuck was that, Joe?
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more.
dude, that shit's killer. Oh, dude, that was awesome.